Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is truly good, and he's mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is who guides us into all truth. The world system, the system of Satan, attempts to endlessly supply us with deadbeat knowledge, false knowledge, false wisdom, false counsel. And I've noticed how the enemy works in the entertainment business. I was in the music business for a while. I was in a band years ago, and we wanted to do some good music. And I became a Christian in those days, and I wanted to do wholesome music. But the kind of music that they wanted, that they would push, was foul music. Music that was full of lust and greed and power and things that's just wrong. The enemy does things the wrong way. And the people who were at the top in the music industry, they usually gravitated to the most things that was just full of debauchery. But there were artists out there who never made it famous because their music was wholesome. And the same thing with TV entertainment. You know, some the kind of movies that make it that if you watch and if you pay attention, the kind of movies that are wholesome, family oriented, they do better than the evil movies do. And they always have, and they probably always will. Because people have, there's something God put in all of us that wants to do right, that wants the best, that wants what life is. Everybody I know who saw heaven, they want to go back. They want to see, they'll be happy when they get to go and stay. Why? Because love is there. True love, not feigned love, not fake love. And there's no worldly interference. But this world system is designed to pull you down to the bottom of the barrel. You know the old proverb about crabs in the barrel. The crab that's almost out, the other ones are pulling them down. That's how this world system is. That's how negative people behave. So as you go forward in the Lord, sometimes you just have to do what's right because God said it and because it's right. There's not always a visible reward for doing the right thing. It doesn't always look wise from the world's point of view. And when people are diligent and because they love God, and some people have a job and they see they want to fill a void. A.G. Gaston used to say, if you want to become wealthy, if you want to become rich, find a void and fill it. Now, God said it this way. He told Adam to be fruitful and multiply. In other words, be diligent. If you study the logic of the Proverbs, and all the wisdom of the Proverbs point to Jesus Christ. He displayed all the wisdom of the Proverbs in all of his doings, in all of his teachings. See, the Proverbs would have you to be diligent and be wise and do what's right, do what's honorable, do what's holy, do things that pertain to love. To true love, not lust and not greed. But see, in being diligent and generous, you become wealthy that way. A lot of people, they heard what God said, but they didn't receive it. See, if you're going to learn God's ways, it's not like reading a book. It's not like reading a repair manual. If you're going to learn God's ways, you have to receive his truth in you. When you receive what God is saying, it becomes part of who you are. It becomes part of your character when you receive it. That's where faith comes from. The only areas that you have faith in is the areas of God's word that you received as true. Now, when people, if they hear God's word and they reject it, then they can't learn it. A wicked man can't learn God's ways until he received the love of God, until he received the what God is saying. Even the things that's in your best interest, you have to receive them in order for you to have faith for them and use them in life. Now, when we hear the gospel, the good news is you don't have to die and go to hell. The problem is that's where everybody's going because they're already judged unless they believe on Jesus Christ. If they believe on Jesus Christ, they're exempt from hell and they can't have the mastery over them. They're not a citizen of hell. All you have to do to go to hell is do nothing. Just go out there and do whatever you want to do and do nothing about the condition. See, we're born in sin, so we have to do something about that condition. Sin is it's worse than a disease. See, a disease hurts your body and you want relief, so you go to the doctor to get it healed. When you feel bad enough, even the strongest men will cry and go to the doctor for help. When that pain starts stumping, you go get some help. Well, sin don't do you that way, per se. The pain of sin is disguised. It's sorrow. And you can be so used to it, you don't go get help because you can't feel it. When you see other people prospering and you're not prospering because you decided to be lazy and not diligent and not learn things, then when everybody grows older and they start driving better cars, working and buying houses, and you broke, you're sitting at the park with nothing. And you don't have anything to do, no prospects, no money. You know, you're not working, and it's embarrassing, but you still have the poverty of sin from not doing anything. See, laziness, that's like a sin against yourself. But when you follow God, things start healing in your life. Wherever you believe God, whatever part of God's word that you receive, that becomes your strong points in life. Whatever part of God's word that you read and receive, that's what you'll have faith for. Some people have faith for salvation because they heard salvation. Some people have faith for salvation and also healing because they heard the scriptures concerning healing. They know God's position. So they believe God and they receive it and they walk in it. Some people they heal spiritually. The sorrows that they dealt with for so long, they receive God's word and it extinguishes that sorrow they had. They're able to live far beyond what was wrong in their life. And they start operating in God's peace and also his joy. And the people who do God's word and they minister God's word, they have the greatest joy. So in life, you have to follow God. If you do his word, it works. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. This year's broadcasts are on the audio four page. There's four audio pages. And last year is audio three. And the year before that, audio two page. And before that, just a plain old audio page. I thank God for his wisdom. He's given people the word. He gave me an assignment saying, let not my people lack knowledge. And I didn't know how in the world I was going to do it. Then he gave me the radio broadcast and the website broadcast. So if you hear anything that interests you, that you want to hear more of, go to newlivingletters.com. These broadcasts are 30 minutes long on the website. But we only play the first 15 minutes on the radio. And those of you who are really hungry to know God, there's 15 more minutes that you can listen to on the website. Now, I want to say something. I've seen a problem. There are so many children that have problems. Well, not just children, but adults that have problems reading. Because the school system failed them. And they failed in the school system. They didn't, for some reason, they didn't learn to read and comprehend. And I'm going to use this for an example. When you're not diligent when you should be, you're going to have problems. There's a cost to it. Now, I was a child in the classroom, And as a child, we wanted to just have fun all the time. School was what was work to us. So the teachers that were lazy, that was the class you wanted to be in as a child. The teachers that would read a newspaper in class and you just be quiet and you could play and draw and frolic and do whatever you want. And then they passed you because they were lazy. Well, when you get in high school and you're supposed to have that foundation and it's not there, it's not funny anymore. And then when you go to school, college, and you're struggling because you didn't get the foundation you needed, now it's a problem. But I had teachers that were that way. But most of my teachers were diligent teachers. And they made you do your lesson, and they made sure you understood how to read and comprehend, how to write well and legibly, and how to count. See, that came in handy when it was time for me to do a budget or manage my money. I learned how to write a check in class. And I learned how to write it neat so that the banks could understand it and not shortchange me. All these things are necessary. And when people are lazy on their job and they're supposed to be doing a service and they're getting paid and they're lazy, they cause so many problems. And see, when you do what you're supposed to, it's not always fun and exciting. But when you do what you're supposed to, it's a blessing. It's long term. It works. Now, I've run into teachers that were diligent. And you say, and as an adult, you walk up to them and say, I really appreciate how you helped me. You made me do my lesson. Now I'm able to do this and that. My mother was a teacher, and grown people all of her life would say, I'm so thankful for what you did. You made us do our lesson. You made sure we could read and comprehend, and you didn't play. And now I finished college. I finished medical school, or I'm a pharmacist now, or whatever. And they would come back and give her these good reports. And then they were able to teach their children because they had foundations. But see, the teachers who wasted time and read newspapers in class and walked up and down the hall and didn't make you learn anything, when you see them, they look embarrassed because they know that you know that they failed you. Even if they passed you in the grade, they failed you in life because they didn't discipline you to do what you were supposed to. Now, in high school, it's expected. You're older now, and you're supposed to be on. They want you to be more responsible because you're older. But the little children are easy. It's easy to get them on board with learning. But when people are lazy, they cause problems. Laziness is a death. But I was blessed. I had good teachers, and I also had a mother that made me learn. I had to do homework in the summertime. I didn't like it, but I did it. And my mother really, she said, if y'all read 300 books, I'll take you to Six Flags. And we did, and she took us to Six Flags. And we read the thinnest books we could find, but we had to read some thick ones too. And we had to tell her what happened. But it helped. See, when you train a child in the way he should go, when they're old, they won't depart. If you don't train a child in the way they should go, when they're older, they're going to be at a disadvantage. So if you're a parent and you have children, hear me good, don't be lazy in raising your children. Make sure they can write. Make sure they can read. Make sure that you teach them about God. It's not the pastor's responsibility. It's not the Sunday school teacher's responsibility. It's the parents' responsibility to make sure that they know who Jesus is. Unless you don't care. If you don't care, they might go to hell. There's a lot of parents, they went to hell, and they see their generations following them down there. Now, everybody to go to hell, they can't get out. They at least don't want to see their family fall in hell anymore. They at least want to know that their family made it to heaven. Everybody that go to hell, they hate that they went. They want to get out and they can't. They're not coming back. And then they see their family causing problems and going to hell. All that could have been avoided. if somebody was diligent somewhere. That's why it's so important to do the things of God, to do. This is your time. This is your chance to get to learn. You can either learn of God or you don't have to. But there's a consequence in ignoring him. The foundational things must be in place. And it's not God's fault if you decide not to do these things. The areas of life that you need to understand him, it's your responsibility to draw near to the Lord, and he'll draw near to you. Now, I don't believe in fables, fairy tales, and myths. I base my life on the word of God because God backs his word up. And you'll never know how much God can back up his word unless you start obeying it. You have to, if you want to learn his word and live a greater life, you have to receive what he's saying. Whatever part of God's word you want to have in your life, you have to receive it. And if you receive his word in your heart, you'll have faith for it. And if you have faith for it, you'll speak it and act on it. And when you have faith and you speak and act on what God is saying, your life will start working. And you'll start growing and learning. Now, those who are stubborn and reluctant, they don't learn from God. It's like they could, like those who seek him. Now, when you don't have somebody to tell you and preach and show you God's word and wisdom, nature, God has given us much knowledge through nature itself. The proverb said, go to the ant and observe them. They work all day without leadership. They know what to do. Nobody's got to tell them to do what they're supposed to do. We need to be like the ants. And when you watch squirrels, they're some of the best acrobats. They can go from limb to limb and never fall. But when they get in front of a car, they panic and end up getting hit. It shows you not to be indecisive and to live without fear. Everything that God does, there's a message in it. It's communication. You see birds of a feather flocking together. They don't run with other birds. They run with the kind that they are. So do people. The mindset that you love, that's what you're going to run with. Now, is it right or is it wrong? And then when you learn better, you can take the knowledge of God to the people you care about. And if you're wrong, you can warn your friends. If everybody thinking wrong and doing crazy things and you find out about Jesus and his love is real, now you can take that message right back to your friends and your family. And they might receive it, they might not. And you might get them out of hell. And if they get saved and love God, they'll do the same thing. And over time, you might win your whole group. I've done it. I've seen it happen. When I was in the band, I got saved. And I told my friends in the band, I said, look, Jesus is real. Now all of them love God. So it's important. And some were reluctant at first, but that don't mean anything. If there's a change in you, it gets attention. And when people see it, a good thing people want in on. That doesn't mean people will be totally perfect. That's what you want, but that's not always the case. There are so many distractions in life. I want you to know that God is good. And when you diligently seek him, you can learn whatever you want to learn because the Holy Spirit will help us understand his word. He will give us the knowledge we need. He will guide us into all truth. He doesn't want you to be in the dark about anything. And he will help you learn and grow. But as you go forward in the things of God, you're going to learn some fantastic things. And you're going to enjoy life in a greater way. The teachers who taught and did what they were supposed to do, they're respected because they gave you an advantage. They didn't let you get away with wrong. But the teachers that didn't do what they should have been doing, when they see you, they feel embarrassed because they know that they failed you. When they get in line and they see their former students can't count, now they got buttons that you pushing it, but and they get stuck and they have to call the manager. That makes them, it's embarrassing because they didn't teach them. They didn't try. When you, some kids are a challenge, and there are children who disrupt the whole class and make it very difficult. That's when you go in your prayer closet and say, Lord, teach me how to help these kids. And the Lord, if you study the Word of God, you'll start understanding how to deal with difficult people. I'm not saying that it's easy. It's even challenging. But what you have to do, sometimes you have to dig deep. If you love a parent that loves their children, they don't always know what to do. They go and ask for help because if they don't get it right, their children's going to get it wrong. And wise parents understand and know this. And I want everybody to know that even if you have a difficult situation, I'm not afraid of difficult situations because God is good. And his grace and his mercy endures forever. When you consult the wisdom of God, you can learn what you don't know. When it looked like there's no way in the world to learn this, and this problem will not go away, and you don't see how in the world he'll work it out. If you study his word, it's easier to hear his voice. And when you study the word and you ask the Lord to guide you into all truth, he has something to work with. The Lord is glad to guide us in all truth. And receiving his word, studying it, having faith in it as we're reading it, that's how it gets in your heart. Some people study the word to see what they can get away with. So they're not receiving as those who are studying with trust towards the Lord. When you love God, remember, you can see things that you normally can't see. You can do things you normally can't do because you're receiving his help. If you ask him to teach you, he will. He'll give you the knowledge you need. But when he does, you got to receive that. That's true. It can be different than anything you ever heard. Don't go ask everybody what they think. Just consider it. Even if you're not, if the Lord tells you something and you're not sure, ask him to give you more information. But receive it. Sometimes the Lord tell me things, I just go sit down and think about it a while. And I say, Lord, I want you to confirm this. Some things I can judge, I know it's going to work, and I get excited, and I can't wait to practice it. And every time, you know, it always works. And I learned that I found out I can do more than I thought I could. I've been in so many situations where I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't see a way out. But I've gotten used to the fact that it doesn't matter. When God gave me wisdom, I'm getting out of this problem. So many times the Lord has given me knowledge and wisdom and counsel. Knowledge, wisdom, and counsel. And then I get it. Sometimes I can judge that it's going to work, and I get excited and I do it and it works. Sometimes it's not something I would normally do. And most times when the Lord answers you, it's outside of your habit system. That's why if you study the Word of God if you receive it, the Word of God will help you do what the Holy Spirit is saying. God is holy. He's good. He doesn't lie. He is a blessing. But it's not always easy to receive and do what he say because of the things that you already learned. Sometimes the things that you've learned wrong interferes with the truth of God's word for you to receive it. In other words, the lies that you receive, it totally works against the truth of God's word. And it'll look like it's not working. For instance, preachers love to teach about tithes. Because tithes, some people have a revelation of it. And they know that if you give in faith, God is going to bless you in life where you need it. He can do what you can't do. And that's a fact. Some people, they use that spiritual law to benefit them. Man will abuse anything. But if you treat holy things as holy things, it will work. Jesus said, if you give, it'll be given to you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men give to you. If you give liberally, it'll be given to you liberally. Good measure, shaken down, running over. If you give sparingly, it'll be given to you sparingly. And that's true. But if you don't give yet, some people, they have no knowledge of this. I'm not going to tell you just to give, and then you give, and you don't do it in faith. If you don't do it in faith and in harmony with God, it's not going to work the same. I'm just being honest with you. If you do it reluctantly, it's not the same. So, but if you work as under God, God will bless the works of your hands, and you can still prosper by working as under God. And it'll work. But as you get to know the Lord, it's also true that if you give, it'll be given to you. Now, you can't live by giving your money away. That's not what God never said that. Working has a place. And some people, they hear a message and they run with it without wisdom. David said, I won't give anything. I won't give God anything that costs me nothing. So David didn't mind doing the work in life that he should be doing. And he was a hard-working person. When he kept his father's fields, he did it right. He did it diligently. He put his own life on the line. He did not let the lions or the wolves or the bears take the sheep. If he was around, he fought them back. He rescued the lambs out of the mouth of lions and bears. He killed a lion and he killed a bear. He was diligent. And when he earned money, then he gave. Some people, they don't want to work. And they'll tell you to give. And then they'll partake of it. And they're not doing anything. And then they'll give what you gave them. It's not the same. Even when preachers do it. If a preacher is receiving tithes and running the church like he's supposed to, his work is to study and pray and counsel people and help people grow in the Lord. See, you're still diligent and you're earning your money that way. When I fix these cars, I have to make sure it's safe. I have to make sure it's right. And people are getting what they're paying for. And Scott Webb said, a good business deal leaves both people better off. Well, some teachers, they really want it to be a blessing. I've been dealing with teachers on this broadcast, so I'm using them for an example, for a reason. Some people started out diligent, and then they looked around, and so many people were being lazy and sorry and didn't care, and the parents act like they don't care, and they just kind of gave up. And they started doing the bare minimum, and they let the kids fall through the cracks. The love of God is not like that. The love of God said, I'm going to do this. I'm going to teach these children. There was a movie once called Conrack. And he was making the children in the Delta learn. He made sure that they learned. John Voight was the actor who played Conrack. And Conrack was a real man. I still remember. You'll remember the names of outstanding people. He was an outstanding man. In the education system, they moved him out from the Delta because he was too effective. There are people that don't want certain children to learn. And that's wrong. And God's going to judge that. God's going to judge all evil. Everything people do is recorded. Don't go down in history as an enemy to God. And if you've been an enemy to God, repent. He'll rather save you and correct you if he can and take you to heaven. If you're on your deathbed and you did nothing right and you've been miserable all your life and you've done miserable things all your life, repent so that you can go to heaven. The angels will still rejoice to get you in heaven because God loves you and his love is great that way. Don't throw your life in the can because you've been no good and now you realize it. God loves you. You are still worth something. And over time, in heaven, you can change. You can grow. You can become a very valuable person in heaven. Don't underestimate what God can do. But right now, if you're still breathing, you still got time. You can start praying. You may have retired and failed it and just made a mess of things. But it's not too late for you because